This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Lower third, from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It's Saturday night. Welcome to Britt McHenry of the former ESPN NFL sidelines is going to be with us tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about a dilemma that the NFL finds itself in. And the great professor, Dr. Jeannie Zano, will be with us. Political science professor at Iona College in the Ladies Lounge tonight. I am Kevin McCullough. Welcome to New York. It is a big, fabulous weekend. It was so cold today. My staff went silent on me. It was so cold today.
It was frigid.
No. Brr. No. They're the worst. You guys are the worst. You're the absolute. It was so cold today. All the way from the video room, which is behind the wall. Nick gets it right. Again, he's always lapping these guys. How cold was it? It was so cold that when we took the munchkins out for the soccer, because they're doing the soccer thing now. And every Saturday, like I didn't have anything else to do, now I get to go watch kids that have no talent at all for anything except throwing dirt at each other and staring at the sky while, the three or four good kids on each team, kick the ball right past them. We get to go put shin guards on and shorts and a little uniform. And we get to today we had the pleasure of watching the four-year-old say, Dad, when does Mom get here? It's so cold. I'm cold. I'm freezing. I'm cold. Now, it was, in the 70s or something, but there was a little bit of wind. Anyway, the McCullough children are so good at soccer. Again, nothing. How good are they?
How good are they?
You guys are the worst. You're the worst. You're the absolute worst. The combined teams of the 4-year-old and the 7-year-old are now 7-1 through the first 4 weeks of the season. And the one loss was 1-0 to a team that was just very, very, very good. But if it weren't for everyone else's children on the team, if it was just left up to mine, we'd be 0-8 so far. It'd just be, 10-0 romps every single time. But, so they're winning, so they're Dad, why do I have to listen to the coach? Look, we won. We got 3 goals today. Anyway, that was my, and yes, it felt like fall for the first time. In fact, there was someone burning one of those outdoor fireplaces when we were driving up to the soccer field, and, oh yeah, campfire, that smells good. Anyway, so it's, the weather's starting to change, and here we are, October is here, it's officially autumn. And we are ready to go. Kevin McCullough, we got a big show for you tonight. Last week when we were sitting here, the NFL was about to head into a very controversial Sunday in which nearly every team in the league disrespected the national anthem. They took a knee. They had players that took knees. They allowed them to do so. One of the teams stayed in the tunnel, didn't even come out for the national anthem. The one guy that did, former Army Ranger Villanueva, comes out. He puts his hand over his heart. Then he gets chewed out by his coach in the post-game press conference. So I noted that after all of that on Sunday, that there was something very different that happened on Monday and Thursday of this week, which were kind of the new week. Well, technically Monday's part of last weekend's round of games. But on Monday night, neither team had anybody kneeling during the anthem itself. Now, both teams came out and took a knee of unification or something along those lines prior to the game. But during the game, they had nothing but standing at attention and respect for the flag. And some of them even had their hands over their hearts. You can see some of that if you're watching on Biz TV. Some of them linking arms, showing the unity of the team. But they're also, they've got, and so the Cardinals and the Cowboys on Monday night, all of them stood at attention. By the way, while African-American artist Jordan Sparks sang the national anthem beautifully. Why is that important? Well, that's because this whole thing's important because it's all built on this lie, hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter, you know, political correct strangeness. Then Thursday night, you had the Packers and the Bears playing, and I believe they played, I forget where they played. They played in either Green Bay or Chicago. But big rivalry, big heated rivalry. And not only did they, no one knelt at all, the people in the stands chanted USA, USA, while the anthem was played and so forth. So for this week, Monday and Thursday, you have zero kneelers breaking a knee on the ground during the national anthem. None. Zero. Today, earlier this morning, John Elway put out a press release on behalf of the Denver Broncos. He has announced that there will be no kneeling by the Denver team during the anthem this week. I guess maybe some of them did last week, but as the general manager for the Denver Broncos, he has decided, he's made the decision, there will be none of that. So you've got five teams at least from the NFL that this week have said, no, we're not going to kneel down during the national anthem and disrespect the national anthem and disrespect the flag. And, you know, we're not going to be those guys. Now, I've got some interesting questions I'd love to ask about this. Why, just since last Sunday, when every team that played on Thursday and Sunday of last week, every team took a knee, and they were all responding to the subject that we talked about last week, Donald Trump saying, hey, if these were guys were mine, I'd say, get those guys off the field. You're fired. You're out. You disrespect the anthem, you're gone. Then they have this big, you know, rebellious sign of unity. Oh, the president's going to talk like that? Well, we're gonna all show him. And so he had all these people kneeling during the anthem. Well, what changed? What changed? Why this week do you have now five teams saying, nope, they're not going to do it? And by the way, Arizona and Dallas never did it. Their guys were not given really a chance last weekend because by the time it came to Monday, they had decided to stand at attention during the national anthem. So what changed in that? Why are these teams, and what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? 888-340-3373. I'm very intrigued by this. 888-340-3373. I'm intrigued for a couple of reasons. One, I love the NFL. I love the clash of the people that are fighting to do their best on the field. I think it's a pursuit of excellence that is very unusual in most respects to American culture anymore. That it is almost like war in the instance that they are going up against, you know, these really tough odds and these really strong opponents, and they are trying to do their best to achieve their goals. And I think that's a message that more young men in America need today than they have needed it in many generations since World War II. That young men can overcome any obstacle that's in front of them and achieve their goals with hard work. I think that's a very important message to be sending to our young people. So everybody that's, you know, relishing the demise of the NFL, be careful what you ask for. The NFL is one of the last places in the modern culture where non-emasculated men still rule the day. It's one of the few places in American culture where you don't have someone apologizing for being strong as a man. It's one of the few places in the modern culture for men today where you are encouraged to overcome outnumbered odds and to persevere even if people are physically trying to tackle you. There are things about pro football and football in general as a sport that despite all of the mamby-pamby hand-wringing, oh, what's going to happen to them? Is it a danger? And they keep making improvements in the equipment. And, yeah, you have some sad stories, and there are some sad cases of injuries that have not turned out well for some players. But when you look at the totality of all the people's lives that have been touched by the game of football, it is still a relatively very small number of people that are experiencing the serious downsides. I actually believe, and I believe this for about five seasons, that there is a culture, there's a subsection of our culture in America that would like to see football be done away with completely. They don't like the message that it sends. They don't like the non-emasculated men being strong and overcoming incredible odds. They don't like that. And I do. And so I'm saddened when I see the league do things that I think are foolish. I am grateful this week to be able to tell you about five teams that have said, whatever the other issues of our society are, and we're dealing with them in ways that we have to as a society, we will not disrespect the flag and the anthem in order to do so. I'm thankful for those five teams tonight. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the whole mess. 888-340-3373. We'll take your calls throughout the evening. 888-340-3373. But coming up next, former sideline reporter for ESPN's NFL coverage, Britt McHenry, will join us to give her thoughts on these and other things. Stay with us. This
is the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys,
of all the boys. Kevin McCullough's at least one of them. That's the Hot Sardines, our house band on Saturday nights. We're glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live from New York, coast to coast on Biz Television. Simulcasted there, as we are also on some 300 radio outlets across the country and the most syndicated and listened to weekend radio broadcast in the country. Thank you for being here. Big lineup tonight. In hour two, we've got Dr. Jeannie Zeno of the Iona College. She is a political, she's a professor of political science. And, just what is up with Team Trump and where are, you know, where's the report card at? We'll check in with her, on that issue. But we're going to take your calls all night tonight on the NFL. There seems to have been something that happened from the Sunday night game last week to the Monday night games the next night, because this week not one NFL player has taken a knee during the anthem. And, of course, on Sunday, just a week ago, you had literally, I think, 200 players across the league that did do that. There's different reasons for why people are doing different things, but when, and I have never said whether you should take a knee or not take a knee. That's not the issue to me. The issue to me has always been, if you do it during the during the anthem and with the flag, when you're supposed to be paying attention and saluting and giving your attention and respect to the flag, that you will in fact you'll incur my wrath, because you don't get to one up the flag. This is all based on Colin Kaepernick. He wore socks that said cops are pigs. He built his protest off of a now defunct and disproven series of events off of Ferguson, where Michael Brown was shot and everybody said, oh, that he was shot while running away, and he threw his hands up and said, hands up, don't shoot. 100% a lie. Read the 5,000 pages of the grand jury proceedings. You'll see people that told the media all of those things go back and say, well, no, if you're going to send me to jail if I lie, let me tell you the truth. And the truth is that never happened. In fact, Eric Holder's investigation as attorney general found the police officer acted completely within the protocols and norms of the department and what they should have done under such circumstances. So everything that Colin Kaepernick did a year ago was built on a lie, and now it has been exploded and furthered with all of these 200 folks this last week doing this. But the Cowboys and the Cardinals said, well, we may show unity as a team, but we're not going to do it during the anthem. We'll go out and do the, we'll bend the knee, whatever. But then when the anthem plays, we're going to be standing on the sideline at attention. Many of them holding the flag last Monday night. And then the Bears and Packers did an interesting thing. They all stood at attention, many of them with their hand over their heart. And the fans that were in the stands began to cheer USA, USA during the anthem and shortly thereafter. So what's going on with all this? Let's talk to ESPN's former NFL sideline reporter and someone who keeps her eye on this very, very closely. Britt McHenry now joins us from what would normally be, I'm sure, a big social night in her calendar. But, Britt, we're very lucky to have you. Thank you for being here tonight. We appreciate it. Do we have Britt McHenry? Is Britt McHenry there? We'll check on that and get back to it. My phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I am interested in your thoughts. Some that are in the online chat already have been weighing in on this. And the comments there are ranging from, you know.
You guys still there?
Yeah, Britt, we got you. Hey, welcome back.
Hello?
She cannot hear me. Britt, can you hear me? We're having technical difficulties.
Hello?
Yeah. Take her out of the mix until we get it fixed, please. All right. So we are we will work to get this done as quickly as we can. But let me go back to the what some of you are saying in the chat. Some people have said what changed? It was the money. people were boycotting. People were not doing what they, you know, would normally have done. So you've seen the protests on the television screen where people were destroying their season tickets, burning jerseys. It was a pretty pronounced reaction to what happened last Sunday. And in the process of that reaction, people felt like the president was disrespected. They felt like that there were the things that were said about our nation that were unforgivable. And I tend to agree with those people. In fact, I was disappointed in the Steelers when Mr. Villanueva didn't quite stay with the game plan that the team had had, went out and saluted the flag, stayed with the flag. You know, he's a former Army Ranger. This is somebody that did three tours in the war against terrorism. And he came back, and he's like, there's no way I can't go out there. There were actually some disabled veterans that had reached out to him and said, please don't disrespect the flag. If the team stays in the tunnel, please come out. Well, what did his coach do? He went in and had a press conference, and though it was not a harsh critique, it was disappointing in my mind. 888-340-3373 if you've got thoughts or comments on this. 888-340-3373. We have had some difficulty reaching Britt McHenry. We are working on that. The former ESPN sideline reporter for the NFL and Major League coverage for that network. And she's also been covering this other story that's kind of parallel to this, and it is the story with Michael Bennett. Mr. Bennett plays for the Seattle Seahawks. He was arrested following some violence in the in a casino in Las Vegas. Tried to claim that he was singled out for police mistreatment because of his skin color. And Britt has written about this for the Federalist on a couple of occasions, a couple of good pieces, and she's got more to say that about that today because there was another revelation in that case today. You know, sometimes, it's unpopular to say this. Sometimes the people that are saying that there's these problems are making them up. And in Michael Bennett's case, it appears to me to have been very much that, given that this morning there's new revelations that he's in all likelihood not telling the truth. In fact, they go to video and they show what one of his claims was that the police officers put a gun to his head and said that they were going to shoot the mother effer, that they were going to blow his mother effing head off. Then you see the actual footage. That doesn't even come close to happening. He's a very big man. That he was instructed at one point to submit. He does for 10 minutes. But then they eventually let him go. But there were tons of other African Americans that were not treated in any kind of malfeasance in the situation. So to say that everything was based on the color of his skin and that it was police abuse looks like the videos are going to disprove 100%. 888-340-3373. Our phone lines are open. 888-340-3373. Taking your calls. We're still working to connect with Britt McHenry. We hope to join her shortly. We'll take this commercial break and be right back. But taking your calls, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And you can also follow along on Facebook Live. We've got the feed there even this minute. You can weigh in on the comments. You can join us. And you can also retweet it through Facebook or Twitter and get more people to jump on board. Any podcast of the Kevin McCullough broadcast that you want, available at our website, TheBingeThinker.com. And coming right back, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, it's Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, I think we have worked out the phone issues. We have not had an issue with our phone system, I think, in probably 5 or 6 years. But for some reason, Britt McHenry, you were the lucky recipient of our one glitch in the last decade. Thank you for your patience. Former NFL reporter for ESPN and Major League Baseball reporter for ESPN, and rejoining us. Now writing things for The Federalist and working on a couple of other projects. Thank you for being here, Lady Britt. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I wish you could use that feature, well, not that it was a feature that the line sent down, but use that on Twitter when people are really disagreeing with you. Just, nope, out of business. Can't talk to me.
Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. But I like talking to you. So.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your patience through all that. Now, listen, something seemed to change last Monday because all of a sudden, this week, not a single four teams took the field in Monday and Thursday night. And John Elway out with a statement this morning. His team's not going to have anyone kneeling during the anthem tomorrow. Are we done with the knees on the ground during the national anthem from your perspective?
No, no. I think that there will be some
demonstrations. I was so hoping for a better answer than that. Go ahead.
I wish, because whether you strongly believe in these protests or if you're like we are, Kevin, and having a firm belief in standing up to the flag, I just think a lot of people are over this discussion. They want to watch football, and I sadly do not think that's going to happen for the rest of the season. Until Colin Kaepernick is still out there, which I've covered football, I can tell you the majority of the reason that he's not playing right now is just because he was a backup quarterback. That's the level he's at 29 years old. So
right. He had diminished significantly since his playoff year. He had diminished significantly.
I always described him as like a Ferrari when he was young, like the speed, the flash. But then once teams start game planning and figuring out what he's about, and as every athlete starts to decline towards their 30s, which is sad, Kevin. I want to believe we're in our prime still forever. We're ageless. But as they decline and it's reliant on pocket presence and pure skill, he just didn't have as much of that. So could he be on a roster as a backup? I believe so. But from some GMs around the league that I spoke to, they just didn't want to deal with that mess in the locker room of the publicity, the attention.
Yep.
Is he really going to continue kneeling or stand like he had promised? You know, there was an uncertainty of whether he just said that to get back into the NFL. And I think there's going to be a percentage of the population, and I do not think it's large, that's going to kind of just keep using him as this martyr for a movement that doesn't really have any tangible effects, Kevin. If the NFL wants to do something to really improve race relations with police officers, here's an idea. Take every Tuesday in the month where they're off in their million-dollar homes and actually go to a police department, do a ride-along, have the NFL publicize it, do something of value instead of taking a knee, because the only thing that is done is bring attention to division in our country and worse than it.
Well, Britt, and we're speaking with Britt McHenry, formerly of ESPN, here's the thing. The NFL has been quite selective in what they have chosen to allow to be expressed in this debate anyway, because you will remember that it was a Black Lives Matter rally in Dallas, Texas, that that several African-American police officers lost their lives. I think three of the five were African-American that lost their lives in under an African-American police chief. That you know that were helping to protect the free speech rights of Black Lives Matter's protests, and they were assassinated by a guy that was way Black Lives Matter. And the Cowboys said, you know what, this has ripped our community apart. Can we please put a decal on our helmet? We're not asking to bend a knee or to do anything else. We just want to put a decal on the back of our helmet that says we're arm in arm with our community and our police officers. And Roger Goodell said a big fat no, thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because Ed Werder, who is about as highly esteemed as you can get in covering the NFL, was just inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He texted me that and said, I like what you're writing about. I like that you're attacking this issue because there has been unequal treatment here.
Very.
And in 2009, the players did not come out for the anthem. This has been a partnership thing to do. So Roger Goodell needs to make a policy like the NBA has. I don't know if you saw that in the news today.
Yep. The commissioner has said
that you have to stand for the anthem. And they got in front of it because I can guarantee you right now that would have been much worse, my prediction, than the NFL, because those players have been much more vocal and in some respects they're bigger stars, right? On an NFL squad, there's 53 players.
Right.
An NBA team, there's the five starters and then a few bench players. So those players are very recognizable, and I think the NBA did a very good job in eliminating this just divisive situation that's going on. And someone else mentioned, well, what do they do in November when
Britt, hold that thought for a second. We're up against another break. Can you stay with me one more segment?
Yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate it. I want you to be able to complete that thought. Britt McHenry is our guest. You can tweet her at Britt McHenry on Twitter, and we are coming right back. Taking your calls as well, 888-340-3373, live from New York.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
88676. You're listening to Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, and if you're watching on Viz TV, what a gorgeous shot of Lower Manhattan. That is World Trade 1. and the lakefront tonight. Just beautiful. And it's one of those perfect fall days in New York. So glad you're with us. So glad that Britt McHenry has been able to stick around with us. You know, someone as popular as she has many more important things to do on a Saturday night.
Oh, no, it's a pretty lame Saturday night currently.
Well, I was noticing that my beloved TCU Horned Frogs had a bye week, and I was really disappointed today. So we'll have to see if they can get back on track next week. But thanks for spending time with us.
No problem. So
you were saying November's coming up. Why is that important as it relates to the NFL?
Because they have this campaign called Salute to Service. And I believe, because I was having a discussion about this with someone, that it's two weekends for, you know, 16 teams one weekend, you know, have a pin, show their respects, and then the other.
That's the weeks where they play, like, in camouflage uniforms and all that stuff.
So, you know, and as working in it, I never really paid attention to all the ins and outs, but in breaking down the different schedule and what's going on with a friend of mine, we brought this up because it's like, well, what are they going to do when that happens? Are you going to kneel then when it's Salute to Service weekend? And I also had an issue, I wrote about it for the Federalist, that they put all of these different athletes on a cover of Sports Illustrated, including Commissioner Roger Goodell, who we talked about in the last segment, who has a lot of other things, he could worry about. And they put them, just all these random athletes together in what I thought was just very politicized anti-Trump message.
Sure.
It wasn't about the NFL, and I think that's the sentiment that's happening, unfortunately, in our sports for all of them, and it's just sad.
Well, that's the thing about this. It was never about the NFL. And the thing, your colleague at the Federalist, Molly Hemingway, wrote a great piece this last week, and I recommend your piece as well. In fact, I had that linked earlier in the week at the social media. But everyone that has commented on this goes, guys, this is the respite. And not only is it the respite from all the other, you know, crap in life, it is also the one place where we as Americans come together and we are unified in a way that you don't see in any other exhibit across our culture. You know, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in churches, you'll have churches that are predominantly white and predominantly black. In most school districts, you will have, and it's not by design of law, it's by design of choice of geography, but you'll have largely segregated schools where people live in certain neighborhoods and they happen to all look like each other. But football is one of those things where you're sitting in the stands next to somebody who looks very different than you, and you're wearing a jersey going to a pub on the weekend that looks very different than you, and yet that one thing that pulls you together is this love for these teams. And for the selective athletes that, I don't know if it's, you know, people ascribe different motives to the Kaepernick situation because he did start dating a Black Lives Matter girlfriend, and she seemed to have a great impact on him rejecting the faith that he had in his childhood and kind of embracing a new self. But if that's it, if it's just that he's really ticked off about police mistreatment of African-American men or whatever it was, the anthem is the last place that should ever be exercised. Like you're purposefully insulting the country that has come closer to giving a solution to this mess than any other country on planet Earth.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting. I saw a statistic from Darren Rovell of ESPN, a friend of mine and former colleague, and he said or reported that 128,000 collectively fans had unfollowed different NFL teams on Facebook over the weekend. Now, that's 1%, doesn't seem like it's that glaring, but for one weekend, just one weekend, it's a little bit of a dent. And I saw some former military service members I went to school with posting that they got a refund from DirecTV to get rid of the NFL package.
Yep.
So this is a reality. And you might say, well, there's, you know, the NFL is such a huge conglomerate, it's not going to make a difference. Well, when all these little differences add up because people are dismayed that the players that they've cheered for, they've championed, but they watch, like you said, all different ethnicities together, when they see those players just rejecting them and rejecting a source of pride in our country, that's going to reflect in the bottom line. So to your point earlier, do I think it's going to be better this weekend? Yes, but I still think there's going to be some players kneeling until the end of the season.
That's discouraging. Now, I said this morning on a social media post that some of these anthem protesters just flat out lie. Real quickly, give us the Michael Bennett update.
So I was all over this when it started, just because mainstream media immediately declared this was racial profiling, and his entire statement, he went on Twitter, it was trending, he claimed that he was detained after being at a club for, quote, being a black man at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, more video footage came out this weekend that showed him running away, hiding from the police, and the police actually asking him, you ran away while we're investigating a suspected shooter, you know how that looks, right? And he said, yeah. He then shook the hands of the police officers upon leaving, and 10 days later tried to say that they racially profiled him and tried to make a big stir about something that was not true. And you know what, Kevin? Have you heard from mainstream media about that today?
No.
Nope. No. They just ignored it. So you know what? Be there for our police officers, too, just like you're there for the NFL superstars.
Yeah,
so
I think that if Goodell's going to take sides or he's going to allow the speech, you got to allow all the speech. You can't shut down one side of that debate. Well, Britt, you're very generous with your time. You gave us extra time tonight. Thank you for being with us, and keep up the great work. Read her at thefederalist.com, follow her at Britt McHenry, and as always, we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Now, take your calls, 888-340-3373. Some of you have been patient and holding on. In fact, let me see if we can sneak one in before the break. Let's go to Sean in Nevada on line one. Hello, Sean.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call.
You know, I was watching that Kaepernick game when he didn't stand up. It's my opinion, and it's only my personal opinion, that man was hungover, and he didn't stand. And then when they questioned him the next night or the next game, he's like clinging to Black Lives Matter. Okay, and so it's my personal opinion that I'm not going to watch any football games. I'm not going to buy any football product. And if Nike or somebody is supporting the teams, I'm not going to buy their product either, you know. And I've been tweeting all day today. I tweeted like 7 or 8 of the teams. I don't know if you want to hear my tweet.
Well, no,
game or not, but
we can. If people want to do that, they can do that. But Sean, you gotta admit. Like John Elway coming out this morning saying, I'm not allowing any more Bronco players to kneel. That's the right move, right? I mean, for John Elway as the GM of the Broncos?
Absolutely the right move. You know what? We don't disrespect our vets, our flag, yep, our country, our freedom, because the police are doing something they're not supposed to be doing.
If that's even the reason. Thanks for the call, Sean.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
All right, welcome to New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. Taking your calls tonight on whether or not a lesson has been learned by the NFL here. Man, I didn't know a lot of those statistics that Britt brought out, but they lost 168,000 followers of NFL teams on Facebook pages in one day on last Sunday. That's a lot. But this week you've had five teams that laid down the edict. We're not bending a knee. No one on our team's bending a knee. And I want to highlight the ones. I don't want to just criticize the Colin Kaepernicks and the Michael Bennetts, who I feel like are doing it wrong. And if you've followed my social media feed, you have seen me say repeatedly, hey, NFL commissioner, you're doing it wrong. But I would like to congratulate teams that are doing it right. And I think that the Cowboys, Cardinals, Packers, Bears, all this week, made the commitment to one another and to each other and to the league. We are not taking a knee during the anthem, no matter what. And that picture right there, if you're watching on Biz TV, Nick has a picture up on the screen of the Packers during the national anthem. And I want you to look in the center of the screen if you can see it. There's an African-American guy with his head down, and he's number 17. He's almost in the dead center of the picture. That's Devontae Adams. In the game itself, he took a hit from two Bears players that knocked him on his keister, and he had to be carried off on a stretcher. But in the pregame, right there, not only is he standing, not only is an African-American man is he standing, not only are they linking arms to show the unity with their teammates, he has his hand over his heart. The way to go, Devontae Adams, because I'm sure there's pressure. I'm sure there's pressure. But good on him, and good on the Packers and the Bears, and good on John Elway this morning saying that as far as he's concerned, any Bronco that does that, you know, they're gone. He's made it clear that the Broncos will not be taking a knee. Jerry Jones said the same thing a year ago. The Cowboys will not be allowed to take a knee during the national anthem, ever. It's just not done. And the general manager and the owners can set that policy. Roger Goodell could set that policy at the top of the league. But I'm not going to just dog the people that are doing it wrong. I'm going to at least acknowledge the ones that are trying to do it right. Frank in Des Moines, Iowa. Hi, Frank. Hey, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. Real quick. Trump is going to win this fight. NFL is going to lose it if they don't get their heads straight. But you hit on a key point. There's feminists who would like to shut the whole game down.
Yep.
And Kaepernick doesn't even realize he's being used as a useful idiot to his own demise.
Yep.
Cato Byrne, a dozen years ago, outlined a book of the feminist agenda, talking about how the feminist was trying to stomp masculinity out of society. One way would be Ritalin. The second way would be is they're promoting more females in collegiate sports, and according to Title IX rules, if they can't get enough female participation, they got to start cutting men's programs. So they've been out to shut down sports, the NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey. They've been out to shut the whole thing down for years, and the NFL isn't smart enough to know that they're cutting their own throats here.
Yeah, they're getting played. Frank, great point. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always. Great point. Yeah, there's a very few places where men are really allowed to be men.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.
I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
2, 4, 6, 8.